Step 8. Build your online identity. Earlier we talked about marketing, but I brushed over online and social media marketing, in part because it deserves its own step. Now it's time to establish your online presence. I set this aside because it's very easy to get distracted by this step and allow it to devour your very existence. You smile, but I'm not kidding. I've seen it ruin the productivity of some of the best agents. So please, repeat after me. Online marketing should supplement my marketing activities, not replace them. Again, online marketing should supplement my marketing activities, not replace them. It's too easy to get sucked into the never-ending Facebook and Twitter feeds and lose 1 or even 2 hours at a time. And I'm sorry, but watching cat videos will never generate a single real estate lead. I don't care how many times you watch them, they just won't. Here's a list of my favorite places to market online. Facebook is a great place to stay in touch with your sphere and remind them you're in real estate. It's also a great place to grow your sphere. Just don't grow it solely with other real estate agents, because they're not going to list with you. Facebook is also a great place to get to know who your leads are. If you paste their email addresses into the Facebook search bar, and that lead has a Facebook profile, then you can often learn a lot about them, even if they're not your friends. While you are there, consider friending them. You'd be surprised how many will accept your friend request, and this will move you in the right direction of building a warm relationship. Here's an effective strategy for nurturing and communicating with your sphere on Facebook. First, make sure you post 3 or 4 personal posts for every real estate-related post. People want to work with someone they relate to, so be likable and relatable. Second, don't just like your friend's posts. Comment on them. Comments are more memorable and lead into more engagement. Lastly, send your friends a private message letting them know you are thinking about them and invite them to coffee or lunch. Something like this. Hey Susan, it's been too long. I saw the pictures from your ski trip and it looks like you had a lot of fun. I'd love to catch up and hear all about it. Do you have time for coffee next week? Done. Messages like this will generate a lot of positive activity. You can do a lot of the same things on Twitter, albeit in under 280 characters. I love Twitter, but I find that Facebook is a lot more effective for nurturing your sphere. If you want to set yourself apart as a local market expert, then consider setting up a blog with a focus on your local area. When I say local, I don't mean the whole city of, let's say, Dallas. I mean neighborhoods that you want to dominate within or around Dallas. The more hyper-local you get, the better quality leads you will generate. It's also easier to rank high on the first page for a neighborhood than it is for a whole city. In fact, ranking high for a city is a futile undertaking for most mere humans unless you're going to pay for that placement. Blogs allow you to target your marketing efforts, and search engines love content-rich websites. If you combine fresh local content with property listings, then you have a recipe for generating high-quality leads. Consider writing multiple pages of content for a single neighborhood. One page can be about the neighborhood, another about shopping and dining around the neighborhood, while another can talk about golfing or recreation around the community. Another page can offer community updates, and so on. If you have a robust real estate website like I offer my Fathom agents, then you can insert small snippets of code that create dynamic listings within the page content that change as properties sell and new ones become available. Have you ever wanted to become a video star? No, me neither, but it's never too late if you do. Did you know that YouTube is actually one of the largest search engines on the internet? If you want to show people that you're a local market expert, then consider posting videos of your listing on YouTube. Each week, record a market update for specific communities and share those videos on Facebook, Twitter, and on your blog and website. You can then embed these videos on your website to enhance your SEO power, that is, search engine optimization. Other places you may want to build your online presence are Pinterest, LinkedIn, Instagram, or consider guest blogging on other relevant sites. Going back to step 4, take the time to learn about blogging and optimizing your written content for search engine placement. Learn to use tools for capturing and annotating images and videos for your website and blog. Learn about pay-per-click advertising and how to use it to supplement the traffic to your website. Invest primarily in lead generation activities and avoid companies who claim they can immediately rank you number one on Google. For those companies, the return on investment is poor at best, and nothing performs better than hard work and patience.